called Cafe Anyway. Hello, welcome to Cafe Anyway.
Mike's Daily Podcast.
FFFF episode. Okay, this is crazy. Sit down. This is weird. It's the same number four times, but it's the number three.
Mike's Daily Podcast.
I know. How weird is that? Welcome to FFFF episode 3333. Wow, oh my gosh. How could it be? The last time, I think, if you were around, maybe you remember there was four numbers in a row. That was the number two, 2,222. That was a while ago.
Daily
and of course, before that, the four numbers all in a row would have been the last time before that. 1, 1, 1, 1, 1.
Mike's
or one
daily
four times.
Podcast.
And then that.
Yeah.
Is significant in some cultures. The number one, many times, they like that. In some cultures, and then for those of you who are conspiracy theorists that believe that there are big historic events that happened that had the number three in it, there's that. 33. Some people are like, that's an incredible number. It's figures into history and such. 22 is a big number for me. My birthday lands on a 22. And I did not like the year 2022 because my mom passed away that year. So I'm not a fan of that. So hopefully the 33 thing is going to be good. Hey, I got Rocky the Cat on my lap. I am very honored. How cool is... Oh, wow. Lovely lady friend just sent me a whole mess of pictures. So, oh, wow. I'm going to call an audible because I was going to have a pictures. I'm going to have a picture of the fun trip lovely lady friend and I took to Danville last week. And there were beautiful flowers. The flowers are blooming like crazy beautiful in the Bay Area right now, I have to say. And I don't talk too much about flowers on this show. This isn't a flower podcast, but you know what? I just...
And here's today's podcast picture.
See that picture at mikesdailypodcast.com. Okay, what is that? And I have to say, I went to this amazing thing in downtown Hayward. It was the Hayward Latin Jazz Festival. Oh my gosh. I didn't even mean to go to it. I was planning on... Because when I go from Podcaster Valley to Oakland, downtown Oakland, I always take the Hayward bus that takes me over to the Hayward BART station. The late great Basil the Boxer remembers downtown Hayward, I think, because he and I walked down there long ago. But yeah, you go, you can... All right, we need to have a BART station in Castro Valley. I know they're threatening to close it if a certain measure doesn't pass in November. And the fact that Californians vote yes on every single measure, I am not worried at all. There was some crazy measure about if you gotta vote yes on it or all our schools are going to close. Oh! And people just vote yes. Taxes? There's going to be taxes involved? I don't care. I'll vote yes. That's how Californians are. People go, oh, California, so liberal. It's because, you know, the Democrats are in power and they don't let the... No, it's Californians put the Democrats in power. Californians are very... This is overwhelmingly how we think. Now, are there a bunch of conservatives in California? Oh, yeah. But it's just how... You know, at some point, I remember as a kid, we had a Republican governor now and then, but...
Life,
I guess it's to sum up as grand. In any discussion about politics, ain't life grand? And I'll wrap it up there. But yeah, the thing is, this measure's going to pass, hopefully, and we'll get to keep our BART station in not San Leandro, but Podcastro Valley for another day. Because we need to have a BART station in Castro Valley. But see the picture of the very cool Danville, which is over the hill and in the Diablo Valley area. A little further inland. It's always a little bit warmer in Danville. but it's nice to go to when it's super overcast in Podcaster Valley, which you can tend to do during the summer months. It's been a really nice podcast so far. We've learned a lot, didn't we, about all this stuff. First class freshmen. The Gen Z spending surge is taking over college campuses. Summer just started, but soon...
Who are you? You're crazy. Ah, this is madness.
That was a Gen Zer who was listening to my podcast and felt the need to tell me that. Summer just started, but soon kids will be off to college. Americans will spend about 88.8... Instead of four eights in a row, how about three eights in a row? Or four threes in a row. Anyway, $88.8 billion back to college market. Back to college is how much we're spending. $88.8 billion. This is including people spending money on their dorm decor, backpacks, new clothes, electronics, and shoes. $88.8 billion, the back to college market. Netflix said it's going to release its first original horror video game. Horror called Unhinged, starring Zoe Kravitz and Sadie Sink. Perhaps you were hearing this after June 30th. I guess
Mike Scavenger Hunt.
I'm searching and I found that it came out June 30th. So your phone is the controller. What? The game is meant to be played on a TV while using your actual smartphone as a controller. Now, that's a brilliant idea. Maybe Netflix will... I know they've been having some tough times with the earnings and stock and whatever else business-related things you'd like to say. Boy, but this Gen Xer is even tempted to play something like that. It's so weird. You know, I'm so not a gamer. But when I was a kid and they came out with that, you could play Pong on your TV set, I thought I was over the moon. When that happened, even more so when you could get this thing from Radio Shack that looked like a little gun, and you could do a duck hunt, shoot little ducks on your TV screen.
For your entertainment.
Oh, what?
The one.
Who?
The only. Mike Matthews.
Quack quack. As we go outside a cafe anyway, where we bring you Mike's Daily Podcast, somewhere in Podcaster Valley, the last place on earth in the land of Ameritopica. New tech wealth has skipped the starter private jet. AI startups in tech and space IPOs are creating a new insane generation of wealth. Private jets range anywhere from the entry-level $800,000 to mid-size $35 million to over $100 million for a heavy, extra-long range jet, private jet. Wow. So I can get a cheap private jet for $800,000? How's that work? Got this from Rob Black. I produce his podcast. He's heard on AM 1220 KDOW weekdays.
Yo, the mic tip.
My tip to you is you can listen to him on AM 1220 KDOW in the Bay Area, Monday through Friday at 5. And he's on Kron TV. That's in the afternoon. And then he's on Kron TV Monday through Thursday in the 9 a.m. hour. At school, is cheating at work? It is essential. Mixed messages on AI are another challenge when Gen Z already faces a tough job market. The employer demand for AI skills in entry-level jobs doubled to 16.5%, almost 17%. Yet, 46% of students report that AI was not in their academic program. Oh, and if you want to see Rocky the cat on my lap, you can go to mikesdailypodcast.com. This is not AI generated. This is real. I'm videoing this right now. You can always catch the video, but it's up for like a day.
Wow, shuts wow.
Wow, shuts wow. Mom called me shuts, so when I told her something shocking, she'd go, wow, shuts wow. And yes, it's up for a day. If you want to see it, go to mikesdailypodcast.com. Scroll down to where it says you can see the video here. But it's only up for a day. Because who would want to watch this? This is more of a listening experience. Woo! Uh-oh, he didn't like that. He's about to claw me and leave simultaneously, because that's what cats do. Oh, he just knocked the microphone with his tail. Because he's got really nice manners. Look who's here. Outside a cafe anyway. Somewhere in Podcaster Valley, the last place on Earth in the land of Maritopica.
Hello, Mega Mash, it's my mood to make all this. That was very interesting. Ooh!
That's wonderful. Let's see, I've been getting lots of texts from lovely lady friend lately.
Michael Matthew, that's not very interesting. Ooh!
Okay.
Wow. The Newsbleed section.
Yes, we're in the Newsbleed section because Elon Musk, everybody was going, he's a trillionaire. He's the world's first trillionaire. He's the world's first trillionaire. And then, I don't know if you remember that Friday when SpaceX came out, the stock debuted, initial private offering and all that stuff. It was over and over again I heard about Elon Musk being the first trillionaire. Well, he has lost that status. He lost it. Actually, this was on June 24th. After a significant drop in SpaceX stock's value, despite still being the world's richest person, his net worth decreased to approximately $957 billion, missing trillion by just a $50 billion or so, according to the Bloomberg Billionaires Index. You know, I learn a lot of interesting stuff from Bloomberg.
The Micropedia in Seneca.
It helps me. I put it in the Micropedia in Seneca so I can use it for another day, some of the interesting facts that I get. But some of the people they have on, I don't know. You know, some people got on Bloomberg because they're doom scrollers. They're people who appeal to doom scrollers. So they're saying something negative about something or someone. Sometimes about the president, sometimes about certain companies, sometimes about certain trillionaires. And that's how they get on Bloomberg. But then later, I think about what they say, and it's like, what, you know, Bitcoin. It was all Bitcoin for a while towards the end of last year, maybe around October. Bitcoin is going to go, oh my gosh, it's going to be 300,000 and blah, blah, blah. They'd say things crazy like that. And recently it dropped below 60,000, dropped really low. But Elon Musk's initially, he reached that trillionaire status.
Matthews News.
I'm looking through the Matthews News. Earlier in the month of June, following SpaceX's historic initial public offering, which valued the company at over $2 trillion. The IPO, which launched on June 12th, saw SpaceX shares open at $150. And it got as high as $225 that day. However, recent market... No, wait, it wasn't that day. Okay, but it was shortly after that. However, recent market fluctuations have caused the stock to plummet by over 30% to around 156. This was on June 23rd. Business Insider reported that the decline in SpaceX's stock is part of a broader tech sell-off amid concerns over an AI bubble. It is all the worry right now about the AI bubble. Because we've been going crazy, crazy about AI. La, 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 la. And then, you know, the government stepped in. Anthropic, what are you doing? What's going on? Why are you, like, threatening with World War III with your AI? What's going... It's crazy.
Not that kind of bee sting, luckily.
Oh, hey!
This one is by the Wombats.
This guy's real. And he's a DJ.
As always, you are listening to KCRH 89.9 FM, the East Bay's best Friday.
That's right. That's some cool music.
And, hey, we have a request.
Oh!
The request is from Mike from Castro Valley.
Hi.
He is requesting Talk to You Later by The Tubes.
Woo!
So let's go ahead and play that. Here is Talk to You Later by The Tubes.
Talk to you later. Don't give me a day tonight. I said talk to you later. I'll just see you around. David Foster, the famous producer that discovered Well, his biggest thing, I think, was didn't he produce Whitney Houston's I'll Always Love You? I will always... And he co-wrote the song with Dolly Parton years before that. But, like, he discovered Michael Bublé and did stuff with Celine Dion and everything. Anyway, he sings on that song. Talk to you later. Okay. I wanted to tell you, I'm not going to... Now, this show is coming out on the Friday before 4th of July. Some of you take this day off. I know I have it off from work. But I'm doing this podcast today anyway. And usually I do not do a podcast on holidays. Any kind of holidays. Well, that's the case on Monday. Because it's International Kissing Day. Woo! On Monday. International Kissing Day. Didn't we just have a hug day the other day?
News random.
I think we did. This is my news random for you. Let's see. While... What's to say here? Share a heartfelt kiss with a partner, family member, or even a beloved pet. Then post a photo or anecdote about a memorable kiss, emphasizing the connection and the joy it brings you. Okay, thank you, nationaltoday.com. It's also National Fried Chicken Day. Not always the funnest thing to do, to kiss someone who's just eaten fried chicken, but I don't know, for some of you, that's okay. It is also National Hand Roll Day. What does that mean? Let's see. Expect Hand Roll Day deals. Japanese restaurants and grocery stores. You can expect local sushi bars like Kura Sushi and Sushi Stop to offer discounted hand roll sets. So it's for you sushi folks. And maybe your favorite sushi place has a special day in store for you on Monday. That's why we're taking it off, because we love sushi here. I haven't had sushi in so long, but I certainly like it.
That's a nightmare of a show.
Thank you. I know, because I'm telling you things that are important. It's also Take Your Webmaster to Lunch Day. How did that start? Many businesses and tech companies offer appreciation programs rather than direct deals. Look for corporate initiatives from companies like Google and Microsoft that might encourage employees to recognize or offer special perks for their tech teams. Okay. I know the tech team that I have at my company can be quite annoying because they often break three things while they fix one, or they just break everything. Founded in 1998. Yes, 1998 was when Google was founded by Larry Page and Sergey Brin. Google is a global technology giant known for its search engine, as you well know. Cloud computing, now they got the AI Gemini thing. They got software and hardware, the Gmail, etc. It's a vast ecosystem heavily relying on skilled webmasters and developers, so maybe they are the reason for this day that people are showing gratitude for webmasters. So we'll take the day off for that too. Why not? And World Zoonosis Day.
I just want to thank everyone for joining us here on this show. This is great.
Yes, thank you. I would like to thank you for stopping by as well. World Zoonosis Day focuses on awareness and fundraising rather than commercial deals. Many public health organizations like World Health Organization and the CDC, the Center for Disease and Prevention, host educational campaigns and solicit donations for research and prevention programs. And it sheds light on diseases that originate in animals and can transmit to humans every July 6th is when they spend time talking about it. We just had this whole thing with the screw worm recently and cows and all that. So I guess it's an important day. So we'll take the day off for that too. All right. So all those days for the day we're taking off on Monday. But just a reminder that also Elon Musk, back to him, his wealth is heavily tied to SpaceX. Do you like Elon Musk, Madam Rutabaga?
Yes.
Oh, you like big trillionaire people?
Yes.
Would you ever date a trillionaire?
No.
Okay, well, she's got to draw the line somewhere. Musk's wealth is heavily tied to SpaceX, with his shares in the company valued at $744 billion. So he's got 80% of his net worth.
Wine.
All part of that.
The whiny white man wine list.
I'm not going to whine about anything today, despite the fact I'm white and I get whiny. I don't really... I'm fine. I'm fine with everything. So no whine. I'm just fine. Look who's here.
Hello, day, Mike. This is Valentino the Piggy, Daddy.
And this is Bison Bentley. Do you know that?
Mike, we heard you took an impromptu CPR class today. Day.
Yeah, CPR. Do you know that? I did. I was at this amazing jazz festival in Hayward. So amazing. The music. Oh. There was like rock Latin jazz. There was like traditional rock and Latin jazz. There was salsa. Oh my gosh. That is just such great music. So, and I fancy myself being a keyboardist, a piano player, a pianist. And I just was amazed by some of the piano playing I was seeing up on the stage, as well as the drumming and the bass playing and all the instruments. Oh, there was a horn section. One band had a horn section playing salsa. One band had a nice violin, which lent itself to some tango type stuff. Oh, that's the best. Well, I'd like that. Oh, meanwhile,
you bum, you louse, you good for nothing. Answer the phone. What do you do all day?
Oh, wow. Somebody was trying to call me while I was telling this fantastic story. Sorry. Or sorry if you're Canadian. But you can call me if you would like. 510-228-4640. I was just saying that we passed by this one booth that was being sponsored by a local ambulance company. Flank or Flack or whatever. Aflac? No. Anyway, cafe anyway. They had a like a body on there, but you know, not a real one. Made for teaching you CPR, those type of things with, I don't know what they use, they made it with polyurethane or something. And you push down, they show you what to do. You gotta take your one hand, your dominant hand, you put that out in front of you, and then you take the other hand and go behind that hand, and you grab the fingers with your fingers with the, you grab your fingers over the dominant hand to make it more like a super strong fist thing. And then you push down with your arm locked, and you got to do five reps of 30 pushes. And he played that Baby Shark song that we sometimes hear Dr. Evil sing on this show. And I had to do it rhythmically with that and to get an idea. But it's very complicated. That's just a very brief synopsis of CPR. There's way more involved than that. But yet, it is something, if you can figure out how to drive a car, you can figure out CPR. So it's something very helpful. I know, here I am at 57, finally learning it. But I think it's important for anyone to learn. It's not National CPR Day on Monday, is it? Because we could sure do it. You know what? I sure hope that you get to enjoy your 4th of July. And yes, it is a very special one. This country is 250 years old. For some of us who were alive in 1976, remember the 200th anniversary? Dang, we're old. But also, it's very interesting because we know that this country has lasted. There were lots of people in 1976 saying, oh, this country's going to heck in a handbasket. It's not going to survive. Oh, the wall, the Russians, nuclear weapons, blah, blah, blah. Back then, it wasn't Ronald Reagan yet, but, you know, people were worried. Was it Jimmy Carter yet or Gerald Ford? Anyway, cafe anyway. The point is, people worry, worry, worry. I've heard some people call it the wall of worry. And there's always going to be the worry because those Bloomberg folks are always pushing the worry because they know that's how they get the paycheck, is they get you to doom scroll. They get you worried and you have to, what are they saying? I got to listen to the rest of this. And they appeal to that inner nature, that fear, that afraid of the dark thing that when we were living in caves, let's go and hide in a cave at night. Because they're going to eat us, those big animals, those dinosaurs. Wait, were humans alive during dinosaurs? That's what Raquel Welch told me. Well, the thing is, I'm going to be heard on Rockzilla on the 4th of July. If you are listening to this before the 4th of July, or if you're listening to, yeah, I guess this is coming out the day before 4th of July, so maybe you'll have time to catch me on camera radio. I got an hour of music that I did for the show pertaining to the 80s, and I'm excited to hear it. And I hope you are too. So cameradio.org for more information about that. And, you know, make sure to keep listening to podcasts. Podcasts are important. A lot of people start podcasts and then they give up. Just listen to these guys. They've been doing a podcast together for 18 years. Adam Curry, in fact, who used to be on MTV back in the 90s, in the late 80s, he helped start podcasts. And this is what they had to say about podcasters.
The Wall Street Journal had a piece about the veteran podcasters hanging up their headphones.
What?
Podcasts can run forever, but some hosts are bowing out or changing direction as celebrities and YouTube dominate the industry.
Whoa. As far as I know, 20 years ago, it's the same thing.
Yeah, no,
celebrities, comedians, YouTube.
Yeah, it's all these duos like, oh, well, we're hanging out. We're not going to do it anymore. We've been doing it for 7 years. We're going to do something else. And they blame it on YouTube. But that's not the problem. All of these podcasts that they mention are all guest-driven.
No guests.
Oh, yeah.
And so what they're noticing is that when people have a choice to go on different podcasts, yeah, they can only do so many.
There's only so many out there.
And so if you base your podcast on your guest, which can make for a very successful podcast depending on your guest, and you get the Kelsey brothers or, you know, anything, but the Kelsey brothers, like, oh, I already did 8 podcasts this month. I'm done. It's okay.
And they're tired.
And that's why they're hanging up their headphones.
One's getting married.
So we're just going to keep on trucking, baby. No one can stop this train.
Yeah.
We felt that guests, the whole idea of using them was a hindrance, and we both had a laundry list of reasons for that.
Yes. And
they don't show up.
They don't.
They're dull.
Case in point, I've been on Rogan 6 times. There's got to be a deficit of guests.
You've been on 6 times?
6 times, yeah.
There's a deficit of guests.
510-228-4640 if you'd like to be a guest on this podcast. But I definitely agree that a lot of the podcasts they start, and because they've been hearing about it, and oh my gosh, everybody's doing podcasts, and then they just quit. So I will not be pod fading. As you can see, it's FF episode 3333. I've been doing it a long time. I could have quit a long time ago, but I keep going despite all the people telling me to stop. Stop, Mike, stop. And you can tell me to stop, too. Here's the number to call.
Call Mike at the Cafe Anyway hotline. Area code 510-228-4640.
Will you shut up? Liberty Nation Freedom Foam for All.
We actually scheduled a whole bunch of people to watch the drop boxes so we wouldn't have any shenanigans going on there. We followed the persons that picked up the ballots to the election center in Ventura Government Center and made sure they arrived without excess baggage to accompany them. So with that being said, when the results were posted on It's Official, Yes on 50 had won, we knew they didn't have time to count because we stood there and watched every single person arrive in Ventura County.
Hey, what happened?
I tell you what.
And with all things having to do with Mike's Daily Podcast, we go to the mainframe and hear from A-Frame. Thank you for not stopping and for keeping on doing what you do, which is listening. Thank you so much and have a great day. And thank you for listening to Mike's Daily Podcast.
Mike's Daily Podcast is written and produced and performed by Mike Matthews. His podcast is super easy to find. Download or listen to his show and read his blog at mikesdailypodcast.com.
Email Mike now at mikesdailypodcast@gmail.com.
See you tomorrow. Bye.